Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, new research is warning that climate change could slash South Africa's food production by up to 50% by 2050. If that happens, we're not just facing rising prices. We're talking about hunger on a national scale. And I want to look at those numbers a little more closely and solutions from Stellenbosch Business School, Roscoe van Wyk, a very warm welcome to you. That figure hits you right between the eyes, a 50% drop in food production. Are we really grasping how catastrophic this might be, do you think?
The answer to the question is partially yes. The South African government have put in so many policies, especially climate-related policies and a new bill related to climate change. But I still think that, you know, within private sector as well as government, we can do more to mitigate effects of climate change and what looks to be a disaster in terms of how food security in our country is being projected.
So what more needs to be done then in that respect, Roscoe?
Well, I think that more collaboration needs to be done between government, private sector, as well as our citizens, our South African citizens, in terms of what they can do to assist smallholder farmers. Remember, we might be food secure at a national level in South Africa, but there are many regions in South Africa, specifically the rural regions in South Africa, that are, you know, suffering from food poverty, food insecurity. And I think that if we can assist the smallholder farmers within these regions through enterprise development, upskilling these farmers in terms of technology, infrastructure, invest a little bit more, not only in terms of finances, but also, you know, education, training, how do they use these smart agricultural technologies and innovations? I think we should focus on them to try and grow them and make them viable and sustainable at the same time, and therefore on a pathway to commercializing them so that they can even create more jobs. And, you know, within the rural sectors or in the rural regions of South Africa, I think agriculture plays a large role in job creation for these citizens.
We've got just over two decades to make a difference. Do we still have time?
Well, I always say I was part of a working group for climate change policy within the National Treasury a few years ago. And at that stage, that was in, I think, 2020, I think we said that we're 20 years too late in terms of generating policy. But when is the best time to start, Jeremy? It's right now. So in terms of climate, if you haven't started 20 years ago, you need to start immediately. And, you know, South Africa have very smart people in government, in private sector, with fantastic policies and strategies to mitigate climate change or the effects of climate change. But the implementation is sometimes the problem. I think we need to implement it more and implement these strategies more effectively, more efficiently. And not only that, we can't look at climate change and climate adaptation strategies and enterprise development separately for these smallholder farmers. They are the sort of custodians of food security, I think, within the regions that are food insecure, because they provide the availability of food within those regions in South Africa.
I hear you use the word strategies, and that might be the problem, if I'm hearing you correctly. Surely it's a better, clear, one-stop national strategy that links agriculture, climate adaptation, and enterprise development all under one roof.
I wouldn't just stop there, Jeremy. I think that that is great, right? We have to, I mean, policy in our country happens at a national level, but the intergovernmental relations needs to be strengthened as well in terms of not only looking at national government. I mean, I look at the droughts in the Western Cape not too long ago, and we sort of made it a national government issue. And I think that where we fail is that the intergovernmental strategies needs to be strengthened as well, where the provincial government needs to work alongside the national government and local government in terms of municipalities, where the implementation of these things happen. The problem is that the funding is made available. And I mean, there is funding available through donor partners, through reprioritization of the fiscus, all of those things. But does the money really get to where it's needed in terms of these smallholder farmers. And not only that, do we give them the education and the training and the know-how on how to actually, you know, move forward and provide this food basket for the poor in these regions?
And my sense would be is that we still don't have sufficient political will to shift agricultural subsidies towards the sustainability vision that you're talking about.
I think there is appetite, but I think it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of collaboration, not only with government and the departments within government, but with private sector as well. I think private sector can play a massive role in investment in the agri sector. In terms of, I know that government is responsible as their mandate for infrastructure, but you know, smart technology and other innovations, smart irrigation systems, climate resilient seeds and those things exist. But how do we capacitate these smallholder farmers and educate them on how to use them? You know, so it's not just the financial part. And by the way, sometimes the financial part doesn't reach those smallholder farmers anyway, but it's more the intangible things, the things that you learn. So I think that, mentorship programs from commercial farmers is very important. But at the same time, we need to incentivize these commercial farmers, Jeremy. There's no such thing as a free lunch. We all know that. And I think that with commercial farmers, if they do mentorship programs, and they do exist, but it needs to be more wide-scaled and be appropriate for specific smallholder farmers in different sectors. It can't be a blanket approach.
And just a final one, it's also ramping up investment, I imagine, in crop R&D, in weather technology, early warning systems and the like.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. That's so important. And I think that this is very important. We have so many successful local models and data and research and know-how within this country, you know, and with the right support, I think that these smallholder farmers can thrive. But it needs to be collectively. Like I said, it needs to be an approach where we use government, private sector, as well as communities in South Africa. I mean, communities can help by supporting and consuming from local markets or local food markets where these smallholder farmers trade and, you know, where they exist. And also the reduction of food waste and such things. I think investment and technology, those investments, you know, infrastructure investments, etc., needs to be a combination between government as well as private sector.
Roscoe van Wyk, thank you very much indeed from the Stellenbosch Business School. I appreciate your time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.